Okay, we'll go that route.
Can start anytime you want.
All right. Sorry, I don't have video. I do not know why. However, I guess it's fine. You all know who I am. So we will start the meeting. This is our special meeting for on January 12th, Thursday, January 12th at 5:15. And we have a quorum. We have actually everyone's here, Steve and Elizabeth, Jimmy, myself. We have the clerk. Who am I leaving out?
Gladys is here.
Gladys.
Oh, Gladys. I didn't see Gladys up there. That's right. Is Gladys here?
Yeah, she's here at the town hall with me.
Okay. Oh, great. Great, great. All right. So we definitely have a quorum. So literally on the agenda is to vote on the annual, our meeting, our town council annual meeting, to vote on the town clerk salary roles, duties for public posting, and approve Judy Davis as clerk consultant as needed during clerk transition. Anybody want to make a motion on that agenda?
Gladys will make the motion.
Do I have a second?
Steve will second.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Judy, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Okay. It is approved. So let's make... I'll make a motion since we talked this over and all decided that staying with our regular town council meeting on Thursday was a good idea. So I will make a motion to adopt the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m. And our meetings will be at 351 North 100 East, Boulder, Utah.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, Judy, yes.
Judy, yes. All right. Approved. Number two, the clerk's job. So y'all got the copies of actually what the clerk basically does. There's... You know, that's the main stuff, but sitting with Judy and putting out a few fires that we've had to put out this last year, there is a lot to it. She deals with the insurance. I didn't see the insurance on there. She deals with so many things. Our license, our bond is now with our insurance company, so we don't have to worry about that. I got hold of Yardley to cancel that bond, since they have it, but she deals with the insurance. There are so many things that she has to take care of. I make a motion that we pay the clerk $21 an hour. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right, now we can discuss.
Okay, Gladys, first and foremost, I'm representing the taxpayers. I think we're getting out of hand with our wages. I'm sure you all saw the paper. I interviewed all the towns that are small towns, similar to ours. They don't pay that much. I am also interviewed, I think, three different businesses to see what they pay. I personally feel like the town of Boulder should be keeping their salaries and wages within what other businesses do in the area or other communities of our size do.
All right. Anybody else?
I was surprised at how low the hourly wage is for the different towns. I mean, you can start at McDonald's for almost what, these people are making. I guess the trick is to have a wage high enough to get a good clerk and have them committed. And I'm not sure what that number is.
Okay, Elizabeth?
I think, you know, I think looking at all of them, I do think we should be aware of, you know, keeping the wages at, you know, not competing too much with other businesses in town and being aware of what's happening in surrounding towns. But I also feel that the town clerk has a lot of responsibilities that I know that Judy just spoke on, and in that clerk duties, although it's not necessarily the things that are outlined in the job description and recruitment information that, you know, Peg sent the draft out. But I think similar to what Steve said, we want to recruit someone that will stay and that it is worth their while. And it also is somebody that is competent in significant technologies. It is somebody that has competencies in with budget keeping and deadlines. And a lot of what we do is only can be effective and successful if we have a competent town clerk that is managing and moving things forward. And we had Judy Davis doing it for so long, and she did such a fabulous job, and she was the stability and the backbone, and we need to recruit that. But in order to do that, we need to make it competitive wages, especially with the added technology piece that's coming in. And I think I would even argue that starting something at $25 an hour for someone that has that those skill sets and the expectation that we have of that person, that they are setting it up as a different position than the rest of the town positions.
Okay, Jim?
I totally agree with both Steve and Elizabeth. It's a job that it's a super important job, then we better get somebody in there that actually wants to stay, because our rollover rate for keeping people is kind of super high. And so we do have to make it to where they actually want to stay. We do have money for it. I mean, it's not like we're completely strapped broke trying to pay for an extra for one person to take care of all the town business. I think that is one of the major jobs in this place that we actually do need to take care of. So I totally agree. I think it needs to be a high paying job just for the amount of stuff you have to put up with and the amount of stuff you're responsible for.
Okay. I totally stand in agreement with a higher wage. So I made the motion on the $21. It was seconded. And so now let's vote.
Well, can I make a couple more comments? Sorry.
Sure. No,
I just wanted everyone to have a chance to speak first. I know I brought it up at the last meeting, and I don't necessarily think it needs to be in the job announcement, but I do think it needs to be discussed with any applicant or interested person. And I do think that at some point we need to be able to make it something that we vote on. But I think it's essential that whoever takes this position on next, that we support them in the training that they need, as well as holding them accountable and saying, you have to do these minimum of training. But also I looked a little bit more into, and I know Gladys, you said you were going to call and find out some information on costs. And I don't know if you did, and I didn't. But to have them participate in the Utah Clerks Association and that be a requirement, I think that that's essential, because that's something that it will be ongoing training that keeps them most up to date and will hold all of us as the town council accountable for what is current standards and necessary things to make sure that we're not doing things out of line, so to speak. And I don't know where that comes in. I also, just before we move on to the vote, curious if anyone else thinks about if 21 is sufficient, or if we should consider something higher up to 25, and if needed, make that a part of the amended motion or not. And I think it should be 25. I think 21 is a fine starting point, but I'm curious if anyone else had thoughts on that.
I think 25, if they have, like you're talking about, the experience, everything that they have for like the computer, anything, stuff like that. If they're just coming into it and they still need a ton of training on a bunch of the stuff, different things that's going to require time for the town to actually spend, then no, it should be a lower wage until they actually get to know the job. I totally agree with that. So yeah, if somebody comes in with a ton of experience, you better believe we better be paying them.
And so what I hear, I mean, I think that that makes sense too, saying that the starting rate is 21, but that it could be negotiable, that depending on the applicant and their experience, that we could put it as an agenda item later to rediscuss, even if it's at the hiring point or at a point that is, you know, a couple months in after we see them and their competencies.
Right. Do a trial period.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I agree with that too.
That sounds good to me. What do you all think about making it as a requirement, whether it's part of this motion or not, but having them and us dedicate the funds? And I also would like to hear if Gladys found out what it costs to be a member of the Utah Clerks Association. And I think it would be really important that if we paid those dues, that it was a requirement, just like they have to show up to the monthly meetings, right? That it's something that those meetings are across with all clerks and those trainings, that is a requirement of theirs.
No, Gladys didn't find out that. I think there's several different aspects of it. I think there's a difference between being a member and training being available, but I will further check that out.
Yeah, and I just think we should keep that on the table as we move forward and find someone to make sure that the person that is applying realizes that that's the expectation and it's not later added. I don't necessarily think we need to make that final decision tonight, especially not knowing the costs or put it in the job description. But when we're having the conversations with the person before they commit and say, yes, I don't want us to give it to them as like an after fact and like, gotcha, you also have to do this.
Right. No, yeah. It should be listed as part of the job requirement, if that's what we're going to do. And it'd be smart for us to do it. I mean, it sounds like it's a great program to join.
The town is, to my knowledge, has always paid for that kind of training for, right, you know, anything out there to help the council or the clerks or whatever has been my, I've always, let's see, I think when Steve talked to me earlier, he said that the town, because I went into the Utah League of Cities and Towns. I'd done that twice. There's a few other things I've wanted to do, but haven't been able to find the time right now. But he told, at one of our meetings, he said the town pays for training. So,
yeah, and I know we can all always request reimbursement for ourselves, whether it's travel or that. And I think that that same notion needs to be expressed. I don't know, and Lexi, feel free to speak up here if you feel comfortable, but when you came on, were you told that you could do that? I do know that Michaela was told she could join the Clerks Association and that her time would be reimbursed. I don't know if she actually did or not. So therefore, I don't know if it was passed on to you, but I just, and again, it doesn't need to be this tonight as we're deciding the fee and to advertise, but I really want to make sure that this part is discussed in our February regular meeting when we appoint a new clerk, or whenever we are able to appoint a new clerk.
Yeah, when I started, Judy and I discussed it and looked online at a couple different conferences and dates and stuff. A lot of them weren't until this year and we weren't sure if anything would work out. I don't recall if we looked into actually joining the association or just attending trainings and conferences and stuff, but it was something we discussed and looked into a little bit.
All right. Any other comments?
No, so I do like the idea. So the motion was for $21. So I think we keep the motion at 21 and then put in there stipulations of it, depending upon experience.
Yeah, and so, I think that whenever we actually pick the person, we can then put that as a new agenda item and negotiate that and bring it back to the town council. But I agree that I think it should stay at 21 for now as a base starting, and you know, let people know that it's negotiable based on your experience, yep, and what you show us.
All right, so The motion is that we that the clerk's salary at the beginning is $21. And it's been seconded. We can amend it to say with the possibility of up to 25 after probation and experience.
Correct.
That sound right to you, Elizabeth?
That sounds good to me. And using the Boulder Town Clerk position open the way Peg sent it out to us earlier. Correct?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, correct. All right, all in favor?
Steve, yes.
Gladys, no.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. Motion carries 4-1. All right. So Alexa, you got that with the, I'm sure you did for the minutes.
Just to make sure that it's starting at 21, but after probation hour, it could be up to 25 an hour.
Probation and experience.
Yeah, probation and experience, it could be up to 25 an hour. That will be decided at a further date.
At time of hire?
Yeah, at time of hire and or at a later date, because, you know, like, depending on, you know, like, if it's someone that we're saying that we want to see how they perform after a few months, it could be, you know, and that at the time of hire, we can fine tune that.
All right. All right, moving on. The deal with Judy. Peg and I got talking about this. Because the end of December was legally the last day for Judy, and we, to keep safe in this situation, we need to make a motion to use Judy as a consultant as needed during the clerk's transition. There's a few things that have come up. I still need her on the landfill stuff. We've got to go through that. And there's something with the business license that we have to look into. And then Lexi's helping me with the fire, so she doesn't have to be involved in that. But the landfill, there was that and a couple of other things that I really needed help with. And then the transition of the clerk, just to be on the safe side, even if it's only, say, like a month or so till we get this transition completed. I just, Pig and I got talking in order to keep the town, you know, from any possible liability or anything, where she's been the clerk for so many years. We thought that her being a consultant as needed for at least a month would be a good thing.
Peg's also trying to speak.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you, Peg.
No, just exactly what you said, Judy, and there were a few things like logins that Judy still has access to that are hard to rearrange without her around, or some signature items perhaps. So it was kind of I view it as a real stopgap just to make sure we're covered during this period.
And do we think that it needs to be more than a month? Do you think a month is sufficient? I mean, because it's also after we hire someone, right? So should
it's
we-
a, it, can It's we a minimum, a minimum so, of a month.
Okay, so let's, I'll make a motion so we can start even opening the discussion. I make a motion that we, approve Judy Davis as a clerk consultant as needed during the clerk transition for a minimum of 1 month at her current pay at $15 an hour.
Gladys will second.
All in favor?
Gladys,
does anyone want to discuss?
Oh, well, we got to discuss.
We don't have, I mean, we did a lot of the discussing, but if we need more discussing, just in case.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes. Judy, you're on mute if you're trying to say anything.
Uh-oh.
If only you all were using the educational site, you could unmute them for kids when they don't know how to do it themselves.
But I couldn't unmute her.
It's right, a quirk of my account.
Am I back?
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Okay. So where were we? Oh, public comments.
No, it's your vote.
You have to vote.
Oh,
what?
Oh, you didn't get it? You didn't hear that, huh? No. Okay. I vote yes.
So, and then tell Lexi that it passed with everybody.
All right, the motion passed 5-0. All right, let's take public comments if there are any.
Who's the telephone number? Anybody know?
I don't.
Lexi, do you know for your minutes or do you need them to tell us?
We need them to tell us. I was
going to
ask,
okay. This is Ashley.
Oh, Ashley.
It's Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley.
Basketball here.
All right, you see anybody?
Well, the only members of the public are Nancy Tosta and Susan Kelly.
And Ashley.
And Ashley. So okay. There are no comments from them.
All right. Well, I make a motion we adjourn. Do we have a second?
I second it.
All in favor?
Gladys, yes.
Steve, yes.
Jim, yes.
Elizabeth, yes.
Judy, yes. We are adjourned. Thank you, Peg.
Thank you, everyone.
Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye.
Hi.